Welcome to Stories of COVID, the interview project that explores what it's like to experience a global pandemic.
I never thought I would see this in my lifetime.
It is scary and it's very real, but it's not hopeless.
As I said, I changed 3 planes. None of them were wearing any gloves or masks.
I've never seen so much support for freelancers or artists in the media as I have now.
They both laid me off from just the advent of the outbreak.
I'm anthropologist and author Veronica Curran, and I am building an interview archive of stories and anecdotes that define this time in history to write a book preserving this experience for future generations. If you'd like to help preserve this moment in history for future generations, check out the show notes to sign up for an interview. EJ gave birth during the pandemic. An anthropologist by education, she conveyed to me the loss that she experienced without the social reinforcement and experience of her pregnancy. The lack of being seen, pregnant, as a rite of passage in our culture.
So I was living in San Francisco when I first heard about it, and I also happened to be probably like 20 weeks pregnant the first time I heard about it. I don't know if I would say had to move, but we chose to move out of San Francisco and north of the city of San Francisco to a town called San Anselmo, which is in Marin County, and that's where we are living right now. So I was going out to dinner with one of my best friends. We had a really nice dinner together, and I remember we were walking back to my house, and she, like, you know, have you heard about this virus that's happening? They think it started in China. And then she mentioned her husband, who, she said something like, yeah, he thinks it's going to be this really big thing and like could shut down the world. And I just remember being like, what? What does that even mean? Like, no way. That is, oh, him, you know, her husband sometimes can be kind of like that. Like, he'll think something really outlandish is going to happen. So I just kind of chalked it up to that. And that was in January 2020. It's just constantly been evolving for myself. So I really believed that everything was going to be okay and work out. And even in the beginning, when the first shelter in place happened or was approaching, I guess I would say, I still thought, okay, it'll be a few weeks probably. I was teaching in a school, a private school in San Francisco at the time, and our administration was talking about maybe school being closed for a couple of weeks. And I was also, at that point, I was like, I think 28 weeks pregnant. So I think in part, just out of sheer self-protection, I didn't think that it would be bigger than a few weeks, which seems so silly looking back on. But I do remember that then, that first weekend after shelter in place started, I remember just crying, sobbing, like on the floor in my house, feeling so scared and so unsure about what was happening. And then, you know, I guess I kind of got used to it during that first shelter in place period. And I experienced the third trimester of my pregnancy in a completely different way than I had expected, which was also full of, it was such a gift in some ways, because I got to be home and I was able to do things differently than I would have been if I was still living my then normal life of working in a school full time. Part of that time that was so hard was that I really didn't feel like my pregnancy was seen. You know, I was used to being seen by hundreds of people in the school who knew me every day. And then all of a sudden that stopped and people only could see me from my chest up on a screen. You know, like when I would teach Zoom classes or be in meetings and things like that, it was just so weird. And then I had my daughter, and she was born during the beginning of the pandemic, and I had to navigate being a new parent with a newborn during that time. And then I went back to work when she was 6 months, and school was back in person at that time. And I went back to a workplace that felt completely different and new to me than the one I had left, you know, because so much had changed between that previous March and I went back to work in January 2021. Oh my gosh, this is just like such a complex question to even answer thinking back. But I have chosen not to be vaccinated. I have had COVID. I actually got it, to my knowledge, for the first time this most recent January 2022. I went back to work, and that was right when vaccines were becoming available to adults. And at that point, I was just choosing to wait, still feeling unsure. And it was honestly a really weird experience to know that I was one of only a few people who were choosing not to get the vaccine right away, and in an environment that felt very one-sided in terms of the choice, like that everyone was pretty much assuming that I had gotten it. Yeah, I just felt really kind of isolated in that experience. And then I decided in May of last year, for reasons that really didn't have to do with the vaccine, I think probably somewhat with the pandemic, but I decided not to go back to work so that I would be able to focus my daughter and our family and just taking care of myself. So I left my job in June, moved out of the city and up to Marin County, which now is like 7 months ago. And this is like the last piece of this. I feel like now, since moving out of the city, this has been kind of like the next phase of how my perspective has changed with the pandemic. You know, not being in a school has felt really different because, for example, like I haven't had to wear a mask every day, all day, like I did there. And just not being in a city, the kind of the culture and energy around the pandemic has felt different being outside of San Francisco. And yeah, so, I mean, I feel like my perspective and feelings around it have just fluctuated so frequently, where I see the dips in this experience and then I'll fall on really sad times around it and feel so frustrated or scared or angry. And then I got COVID and I was pretty sick for about a week. I felt like I had the flu or a really bad cold. But I think getting it for myself, I had a lot of my fears around what would happen to me kind of fell away because I actually experienced it and thankfully was okay. In my county, a lot of the mask mandates have been just recently lifted, like within the last month. That happened just after the Omicron kind of super surge. And now masks are not required anywhere unless you're like in a medical facility. And I think with maybe indoor gatherings of a certain size, I don't actually know the like zone that we're in, whatever I forget all of the official names for things, but I'm not sure where this county is at specifically with the virus, but I know it's much, much lower than it was just since they recently lifted pretty much all the mandates. I feel really emotional. You know, I think becoming a mom, I think I kind of forget like how becoming a mom during this time has been so hard in a lot of ways, where, you know, I think becoming a parent is a huge challenge at any point and also an always uncharted territory, but this in a lot of ways feels like double uncharted territory, where everyone's had to navigate something completely new, and I've become a parent during that time too. And I think that I've been so in it in terms of, you know, just trying to do my best with being a mom for the first time. I often forget to or don't have the time to really reflect on that. But gosh, I feel like I've had to grow and but I've changed a lot during the last couple of years. And it all feels kind of muddled together. I don't know what is specific to the pandemic and what's just becoming apparent. Yeah, I feel like I've had to face my fears in ways that I haven't chosen to before or haven't had to before. I feel like it's also really helped me to, both with parenting and the pandemic, I feel like I have learned this really important and beautiful lesson of really trusting myself and my intuition and what I believe is best for me and my family versus looking to close friends or family to help me navigate hard decisions. And I'm really grateful for that. I feel like I'm more confident in a lot of ways than I was before this all started. And it's also been incredibly hard to be in such uncharted territory and, you know, not know if I'm making the right, even when I do make the decisions for myself, am I making the right ones and questioning myself. Technology, oh my gosh, such a huge role. I can't imagine if this had happened, but like, what would we have done if this had happened before Zoom existed? And I see what a benefit the use of technology was, especially in the beginning, like to keep people connected. And I'm thinking about all the kids who went to the school I taught at who were still able to see each other's faces and feel connected to school and loved ones and things during such a scary time. But I'm also just so curious, like at this point and moving forward, you know, hopefully if we're nearing kind of the end of this, like what will stick around with technology and what will shift or kind of go back to what it was? One of my questions, especially with kids, is like they got so used to using way more technology and being on screens way more than they were used to. And I just wonder how that will impact this generation. Oh, I didn't expect to get so teary-eyed. So when shelter in place first happened, and this was probably like in, I would guess, April or May 2020. So I was like 7 or 8 months pregnant at this point. And I would take myself on a walk every day. And we lived very close to the Presidio in San Francisco, which is a beautiful park with lots of trails. And I had like a couple of loops that I would always go on. And I was out on my walk and I was listening to my favorite album at the time that one of my rocks. Like it just was holding me together at the time and felt like it had been written for me. I was on my walk and listening to this music and just felt really beautiful. And a couple of women who were probably, I don't know, I'm assuming, but I just felt like they were good friends and probably both moms. And they looked like they were maybe in their late 40s or early 50s. They waved and smiled at me and they said, "You look so beautiful." And I just realized how much I had been craving being seen as a pregnant woman and how much I had been looking forward to experiencing my pregnancy around other people. I wasn't going to have that in the way that I expected. And I realized in that moment, like, that all of my colleagues and students who had been seeing my face hadn't been seeing my growing belly. And just how good it felt to be seen by these other women and noticed and, you know, recognized. Yeah, that really changed things for me. I think that's when I realized, like, wow, this is for real, and this isn't going to change by the time this baby comes. Yeah, so it was both a really sweet moment and a really sad moment. So the musician's name is Ayla Nareo. My husband and I actually thought her name was pronounced Isla, and that was a big part of why we chose to name our daughter Isla, which is spelled I-S-L-A. But the album is called Code of the Flowers, and it's beautiful. I highly recommend it.
Thank you for listening. Subscribe so that you don't miss an interview. I interview multiple people a week and I am releasing these episodes as fast as I can. And if the story meant something to you, share it, because it will probably mean something to someone else. Every time you share the project, it helps the project grow. So thank you. Until next time, stay safe, stay well.